Shin Ches. We did Sivcha for Hom Mishabura, Sivcha Pe Aleph. So we have the case over here of the Vizcharias, which he cut off for safer purposes. So the first point was, and the our wood nowadays is Omer L'Hasaka, and it's Muksa. Isa B'Shas, where the Tzion for the Shara Tzion of Ayin Vav is. The Gemara in Shas, the Gemara says, the Zmar Sheyesh Peroisha Akmumius Kein Mazdeg. So you have a vine which has a kink in it, and it shapes out like a mazik, like a fork. Shreilitlus alav deli ulamatlus poisa. You could use it really now as, while it's still attached, as the zmara. You could use it as the rope to lower your bucket down into the well. Even though you designated it before Shabbos, you thought it, you planned it already, you can't use it. Unless it's attached beforehand. Why? The chashin and shem tehei arucha, it might be too long. Mena, and he'll cut it short. In the case where it's talking about that it was soft, it's easy for a person to break it off. So he'll break it off. And what's wrong if he does? So that's going to be a tikkun on the kli. It's a more fun, you're making it into a better functioning rope. That's another word I'm looking for, not rope, but to be able to use it for the function, to help it, use it to draw the water. You want it to the right size. So that's a tikkun on the kli, which is makah patish. V'im hu kasha, now, so but it means, it sounds like if the vine is something which a person couldn't break it off with his hands. Masha the shori, filim rak yichud hazmar lekach mir shabbos. It sounds like yichud is enough. So the mishavura. But if it's still attached, so it's just talking about a zmar which is detached. If it's mechubar lekarka, I feel hu kasha, the lekachashash amyiktim. If it's still attached to the ground, even though somebody trying to call me. Animal that we'll try calling. Just 1 second.
Adam?
That, so even though it's, there's no chashash Hashem Yikdom, for the Haki, also the Ishtamash Bo, Elim, he can, he kshura, but unless you can't use it unless you would actually tie it to the lead. Just designating it before Shabbos is not enough. You have to do a ma'isa attaching it. Mishul muksa, otherwise it's considered muksa. The melchubar lekarkel mahani machshava lehitziya mitaras muksa. Just designation alone, intent alone, when something which is melchubar lekarkel is not sufficient, you have to do a ma'isa to change that. This doesn't take away the Isser being Mishtamash B'ilon. So the head over here is because this runs on the close to the ground. And we said over there, and we'll see over there, that if it's less than 3 tochim off the ground, it's considered like karka, and that's not a problem. They only ask the tree, if the tree or bush extends beyond and above 3 tochim off the ground. So the vine which runs on the ground won't have a problem with mishtamish b'milchover. The only problem is that it's muksa. So for that, you can solve the problem by doing a maisa, attaching it to the delete.
We're not worried about pulling leaves off. Wouldn't that be a malacha?
Chazal did not make it clear because no. Yeah. Now, the Mechaber said, because that he was kaitzed for sefer purposes, the muksa and the osl taltalam. So the mishurah hanataltumam is talking about moving it with your hands. Avaleisha b'leim kashen mezizim nimkayman v'aleishori to sit in them. Since if it's just going to stay where it is, it's not going to go anywhere. You're not moving it. That's not called tiltal, and therefore it's not a problem. Sounds like he's saying that right. He's saying without getting involved in the sort of tiltal begufa or tiltal minatzad, it's mutter if you're not moving it at all, so it's mutter. If Hilkish was these and all you day yeshiva, but even if you are moving it by sitting in there, Mitzad the Magen Avraham Lahakel. The Magen Avraham argues that you should be Mekel. The Tiltum and Atzad, who calls man Shem Aziz and Biyadayim. That's called Tiltum. It's called Tiltum and Atzad. So you're not doing it directly. You're doing it with your body. Mitzasi Mamir Shagam who Mehiskel Mizeh Akos of the Malkam Shein Sarek royally Frish Mizeh. So it's if they don't need to, then you shouldn't do it. Okay. If you sat on it before Shabbos, Mibayom, Mutter Leisha Bela B'Shabbos, Pagan. Even though he didn't think about it, the B'Zesh Yosha Giladaito the Yeshiva. But you actually use it for that for its function. That's a designation. Okay. So then you're allowed to lay shibaleim, which means how to feel the tatlam kadeshiyeshi b'leim. The sitting on that we just said it's mutter. I just told you it's mutter to sit in it anyway. The chiddush over here is you want to move it for the purpose of sitting on it. Since you did use it before Shabbos, that's enough of a designation. And kolshkein, if you tie them with intent to be able to sit on them, pay him ksharon, or he was kosher aleim b'dayim leishav aleim afilu b'chol. Im oyim kosher. Rutsu lemer the b'zesh osam ma'isam b'dayim. So by the fact that he's done a ma'isa or he's made a decision before Shabbos, either of those removes the status of muksa.
Made a decision, what?
To use it to sit on. He either made the decision or he did a ma'isa to facilitate sitting on it. Either one of them would be enough to remove the status of muksa. Now, feel the b'chol. So he sounds like the way he's learning the Mechaber means the field of Bechal doesn't mean also in the weekday, it means only in the weekday. The person said, you know, on Wednesday he said, you know, it's a great idea to sit in it. According to that, this is enough to make remove the status of Muksa. So now on Shabbos, he didn't think about Shabbos, but it's not Muksa anymore. And that the Rabbi is saying, no, your person has to have intent to use it for Shabbos. For Shabbos as well, Pashas. It sounds like over here you don't need to have it, you need to do it, have intent to be miyachad at loylam. Which is, I said that wrong, I think. In other words, since curious, it is normal sometimes to use it for the purpose of yeshiva. So the decision to use it, even for a short period of time.
What's curious?
Go on, let me finish my thought. That the decision to use it, even though you're not really thinking about what's going to be in the future, but since it is normal to use it for that purpose, that's enough to put it into that status. where something which it would not be normal to use it, you want to change it into that status, that's going to need a yichud, that's going to need a yichud elam. But over here, the word b'yichuri is that it's normal to use it for this purpose of yeshiva, and therefore, even without that decision of elam, it's going to be good enough. That's what it sounds like, because that's the contrast to the next sif. Yichurius are the anafim from the dekel tree. So let's hold it over here.
Palm tree branch.
Palm tree branch. Is this time for a call?